your motivation station. This is Kingfisher FM.
And wonderful to welcome back in studio Mr. Jason Kick, ahead of the Desert Nights. I thought it was Desert Storms for a moment, or maybe there is a bit of a storm before the night, eh,
yeah,
Jason?
No, absolutely. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah, nice to have you back. We were just a little touch base with how things are going ahead of 28 September, Port Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's all moving along well. We have different elements of the evening I've already sorted out and finalised. We have our entertainers booked who will be flying in from Joburg, Naomi Tagg and her team. They're brilliant entertainment, and also structure their play, or their, well, not their play, I should say, yeah, their
performance.
Performance, around the theme and that of the evening as well, but also bringing in just a popular, lively aspect to get the people onto the dance floor.
Yes, absolutely, of course. I mean, because it's quite an unusual event in that you've got a fashion show, you've got an auction, you've got meals, you've got dancing.
Yes. I mean, yeah, I know. You kind of want to touch on all the areas of entertainment. And I mean, even the menu, Daryl from the Boardwalk has been very inspired by the menu, and we're going to be having a tasting one of these weeks to go through what it is that he's put up. So that's exciting to see what they've come up with there. Yeah, it's just a great challenge, because they love working to a theme as well. It just causes them to forces them to kind of think out of the box.
Yeah, which is great, and this is what the event's all about. It's creativity pushed beyond its limits. So just give us a little insight. Every time I ask you, I want to know, is the dress is finished? I mean, have you got everything ready?
Look, they'll only kind of be finished the week of the show. Look, not all of them. Most of them will be kind of by then be finished, but there's always that last minute nip and tuck and hem to do or zip to put in.
Yes,
or,
but the design.
Yeah, no, all the designs are completed. Patterns are cut. All the dresses are cut. Just the showstopper still to start. We're working with that in conjunction with SMO Hair, so they are producing different elements for us, which will be going onto the gown. So that's going to be exciting and something different.
So is this what keeps you up at night?
Well, look, there's not much that keeps me up at night. I have to take a sleeping pill, otherwise it will. Yeah.
Sure. The insights into the biggest night in the city. So at this stage, it's very important that we are making sure that everybody's booking their spots and tables. I know that we mentioned last time the top tier is all sold out.
Not the top tier, the second tier is all sold out.
I can't keep up with these terms, yeah.
So, yeah, we have our premium tables, which we still have a few left. Crystals are all sold out. And then we only, I think, have about one or two gold tables left.
Okay.
So it is moving pretty fast. And, you know, it's just to the corporates out there who are wanting to bless their staff or customers and that, it really is a great evening. Because you not only performing a great function for those guests or staff, but you're also able to give back to a great cause, and it's really a fantastic evening of entertainment.
Absolutely. So, and I think you don't want to miss it. I think the sense of catching up, it feels like a Christmas party for the city, I must admit, because there's not an opportunity of so many people to get in one room from such different backgrounds.
And because, I mean, there is the corporate element to it as well, because that's where our funding and that comes from, but there's a large social side to it as well, because it becomes a get-together for regulars who attend the event, and it's an exciting evening, and we kind of play on, it's an emotional roller coaster from laughter and a sense of just euphoria with the entertainment that's there, and then there's that heart-touching aspect as well as realizing what the foundation does, and you're kind of getting all your senses.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll
say evoked.
Yes, all right, yeah, evoked. There we go.
So an exciting journey of the Ghazi Foundation, also sort of has been going on for a long time. That's sort of like coming to an end of a season as well, a celebration of the amazing work that's been done there.
Yes, no, absolutely. You know, we've been fortunate and blessed to be part of the Ghazi team for 6 years now.
Sure.
And it's our seventh event for them. But it's touched our hearts to be able to help with a project that they've done, helping with setting up the pediatric unit at Provincial. Sure. And just helping them on what they do best. And that's been a really great side of it for us. And just to Oh, just even for my kids, my daughter was helping set up with the ward that we did for the pediatric unit, and there was this little girl that we had seen when she was still in Doringinza and moved across to the new unit. And I mean, it was just chalk and cheese night and day comparison. Mm. And she got to experience that elation, but then sadly this little girl died. So it was a life lesson that, and I think we've all kind of grown in that and learnt in it, and just see how the people that he goes, the doctors and nurses as well. It's a tough job. I couldn't do it.
Yes.
I've become too emotionally attached, and they obviously do feel as well, but they've obviously learned how to manage that.
Yeah. Isn't they an amazing realization? I've come to know them a little bit by interviewing them for the events, and I was bowled away by their passion, their ability to keep going, their ability to pioneer when there was nobody else around doing this stuff is like unbelievable.
Yeah. And it's that are small beginnings, and they've ended up now where they are being approached by government to help them on task force. They've been asked to speak overseas. They train doctors nationally.
Yeah.
So it's really been a success story, which has been great.
Yeah. So they'll be the beneficiary once again this year.
For September 28th, that's
right. Yeah, September 28th. You've smashed the records in the years gone by raising funds. Are we going to do it again this year?
You know, last year we did two events for Igazi, one here and one in Pretoria. So, yeah, we were able to raise over R500,000 for them.
Amazing.
So this year it obviously will be a bit less for Igazi because it's just one event. But in total over the years, we'll have raised over R1 million for them, which has been great.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's wonderful to be able to give back.
Yeah, thank you to everyone to come out and support. So not only are you coming to enjoy an amazing evening and being part of all that's happening on the 28th of September, you're always giving back as well. So
absolutely.
For those who want to still book tables or want to inquire about tables, where did they do that, Jason?
They can email us on jason@jasonkick.com.
Jason@jasonkick with an E.
K-I-E-C-K, that's right.
Kick with an E, hey? K-I-E-C-K.
That's it.
.com.
That's it.
Jason, great to see you. We'll chat soon. Go finish the dresses now, please.
Thanks, Gareth.
Making me nervous.
Your inspiration station. It's Kingfisher FM.